With MS Show News Sports, I'm Rick Moore. Now happy to be talking with Mark Turiano, who is the Hamilton-Wenham girls volleyball coach. And Mark, welcome back to MSO.
Hey, happy to be here. Thank you so much for having me on.
Guys are having a great season. Let's talk about the most recent game first of all. I believe the last one you emailed Bill and me was you had a five-set battle against Bishop Fenwick. Tell me a little bit about that match.
Yeah, well, that was a great battle. I mean, it was just back and forth the whole way. We ended up losing 15-12 in the fifth set. And actually, Bishop Fenwick was a team that was unlike one we've ever seen so far this year. I mean, they were really tall across the board, really athletic, and pretty good ball control to go with that, to the degree that it gave us a lot of new looks that we hadn't seen yet so far this year. So, you know, obviously it always kind of stings when you lose a five-setter, but, I mean, I think we got some positives to take away from that because Bishop Fenwick was good enough of a team that they were able to expose some weaknesses with us that I don't think some of our prior opponents have been able to really expose. So we were able to, you know, hopefully be reflective and clean up a few things before the state tournament comes around as a result of that game.
Well, a couple things here. Sometimes you learn more about your team in a loss than you do with a win. And then the other thing, as you just mentioned, getting ready for the state tournament. So that game could be a real springboard for you for the tournament, especially with your upcoming schedule.
Yeah, I really hope so. And that was the nature of the talk we had post-game, is that, you know, as we get closer to the state tournament, once we get into the state tournament, we're obviously going to be playing some pretty good competition there. So hopefully that was a little bit of a springboard for us to know and realize what it is that's required of us in the state tournament if we're going to be successful there.
I want to talk a little bit in general and then get a little bit more specific. In general, I mean, you got Ipswich coming up now there. The most recent power rankings, they're number one in your division. And tell me a little bit about them, because I'm sure you're very familiar with them.
Yeah, yep, we definitely are. I mean, that's a big rivalry game for us, Hamilton-Wenham and Ipswich, cause no matter what the sport is, and volleyball especially. I mean, Ipswich has been, you know, kind of the gold standard for D4 volleyball in Massachusetts for, this is going on 3 years now. So, I mean, I always love playing good competition, and they certainly fall into that category there. I mean, they are similar to Bishop Fenwick a little bit in the sense that they have some really good height and athleticism, and they also have some good ball control to back it up. Ipswich is great from the service line, just consistently across the board, and they're really able to put a lot of pressure on you via that. So if we're going to be competitive with them, we really have to be good in our serve-receive game. And, you know, they're not the type of team that's going to make a whole lot of errors on their end, and they're able to be aggressive enough that, you know, they're usually able to force some errors upon you. So, I mean, we really have to play pretty clean volleyball, but yet also be aggressive too, and kind of find that balance between aggressiveness and but not reckless either.
When you're playing five-set matches and you've had a long schedule, you guys play a lot of games and have a lot of competition, of course. Are you able to substitute some of the younger kids in and out from time to time?
From time to time, yeah. And actually, just recently, there were a couple freshmen who have been playing on JV who have been showing some real promise, and we just called them up to start practicing with varsity and hopefully start getting them in the rotation. So we have a player named Grace Harris who's been doing really good things as a freshman, and Alex Jose has been really good for freshman year as well. So we're starting to incorporate them a little bit more, which they have me really excited for the future, for the next few years for Hamilton-Wenham volleyball. And it's tough sometimes because the five setters, it's obviously really tight, really competitive, and you really don't want to give up an inch. But on the same note, I mean, just like you said, it's exhausting, and we've actually played 6 five-set games this year, which is quite a lot. So it's I know some of our girls are exhausted and kind of feeling it physically, but you know, at this point in the season, I think everybody is. So we're just trying to be smart about how we run practices, and we obviously want to be in there getting good competitive reps, but not overdoing it either, so that we can find that balance between, you know, being rested and being healthy, but also, you know, still getting better as volleyball players.
I love it when coaches say, you know, well, you know, these overtime games and so on, it builds character. Yeah, it also exhausts you, but I get that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure you talk with Bill about two names that are always popping up the page, the statistics page here, and I want you to tell me a little bit more again about Gabby Campbell and Maddie Wills. Excuse me, Gabby Campbell and Hannah Cerriello, and of course, anybody else you want to mention.
Yeah, so they're the core of our offense right there. I mean, Gabby Campbell is, you know, far and away, I mean, the best statistical offensive player we have, and just really kind of our go-to offensive option there. And she actually does a lot of little things for us. I mean, even though she's a really good offensive player, she's a really good well-rounded player as well, where she's actually pretty good defensively, pretty good from the service line, pretty good blocker, and she does everything at least pretty well, but really excels for us in our offense. And Hannah Turriello as a setter is, you know, in charge of running everything. And I think over the course of the year, you know, she's really made a lot of mental progressions in that. You know, I think we as a team it took us a little while to really identify kind of who we are and what our strengths are and what we need to do to be successful. And, you know, as she's kind of gotten the hang of that, she's been able to run an offense that puts us in our team in the best position to hopefully win games. And also, as of recently, we've had a couple players who have really kind of stepped up who weren't really seeing court time earlier on in the year, but are now and are able to, you know, contribute positively. One of our seniors, Hannah Powers, has been getting in there on the right side over the last few games after not really seeing much court time early on in the season. And, you know, she's a player who is, you know, is going to go out there and be able to play clean volleyball and not make mistakes. And, you know, she's not going to light the world on fire and, you know, make, you know, highlight real plays, but she's going to be able to go in there and be solid and steady and just do the kind of consistent things that you ask her to do, which for some players, and sometimes that's what the team needs.
Excellent. Go ahead.
And also in the middle, on the other middle position opposite Gabby is Abby Cook, who's a junior this year, who, you know, once again, wasn't seeing much court time at the beginning of the season, but has really worked her way in. And, you know, it's, has been able to, from a statistical perspective, just be in the plus and be in the positive, which is something I talk a lot about with the kids. You know, I'm always kind of keeping track of kind of a plus-minus scoring system in my head with them, and, you know, she's able to always be in the plus, be in the positive, which means that she's contributing to what we're doing out there. So those two kids, especially over the past few games, have really been, you know, kind of a pleasant surprise for us and have been really stepping up and kind of taking their game to a new level. A
couple of more quick questions, Mark. This time of year, you know who your team is. They know who they are. And when you have a group of kids for this long, you can sort of put a label on them. In other words, you know, this is a hardworking team, or this is a team that's together. How do you describe your group of kids?
Yeah, you know, that's something I actually think a lot about. And I'll tell you, this year's team, probably more so than any team I've had in the past, and I've had a lot of teams, is just gritty, determined, you know, a lot of heart. And I think if I was to sum it up, it's just really a team that is able to be greater than the sum of their parts. Mm-hmm. Because with all these five setters we've played, I mean, we've won five out of the six five-set games that we've been a part of. And, you know, frankly, to be honest with you, we've beaten some teams that, if you look at the two teams on paper, are probably better than us. But we've been able to win those games by playing really good team volleyball and just being just real kind of gritty, grinded out, scrappy. And it's, you know, we realize that's what we are, what we need to do. And, you know, it's a huge credit to these kids because it takes a lot of energy and a lot of focus and a lot of effort on a consistent basis to play and to win that way. But they've been doing it, and they've been doing it well.
Yeah, I don't think you could, if you're a team, you couldn't ask for higher marks than that from your coach. All right, finally, what's the schedule this week? Well, when and where are the games?
Yep, so this evening, Monday night, Ipswich is coming to us for a big rivalry game there. And then on Wednesday, we're heading to Triton for our last regular season game before the state tournament starts up.
All right, can't wait for that. Coach, thanks so much. Congratulations on a great year, and hope we can talk with you soon.
Yes, indeed. Thank you so much for having me on again. It's always a pleasure.
Thanks, Mark. Take care.
You too.
All right, bye-bye. That is Mark Turriano, who is the Mark Turriano is the Hamilton Wenham girls volleyball coach, and they are playing Ipswich on Monday evening. Again, Ipswich rated number one in the division, and I believe that Hamilton Wenham is at number eight. Yes, they are. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.